Hey, and welcome to Sober Dad Podcast, episode 80. Before we get started, be sure to like, share, subscribe, all that stuff, rate, review, and you can watch this show at Rumble and YouTube. And if you are watching this show, you will notice that my backdrop, everything a little different than normal. It's dark in here. And that is because my six-year-old is sleeping on my office floor over there. And she wanted to have a slumber party in my office. So we hung out in here and we were practicing our handstands. She's getting very good at that. And she was playing on, I have that VR Oculus headset thing that was gifted to me a long time ago, and I never used it until recently, and it's actually pretty cool. And she's a big fan of Beat Saber, so if you know what that game is, it's kind of like Guitar Hero or Rock Band or Dance Dance Revolution. You have little things and you're listening to music, and there's blocks coming at you and you cut them in a rhythm to the music. And she gets a real kick out of that. And actually, I have ankle weights that I put on my wrists, and then I do it. And it's actually a pretty good arm workout after a few songs. Get a little tired. So that's been fun. But yes, we are having a slumber party in my office. So if you hear any snoring, that would be her. She had a little bit of a nasally thing going on. A couple of the kids have it right now, but whatever. It's part of parenting, and being a kid is, you know, runny noses all the time. At least one kid always has a runny nose, it seems. But today was supposed to be a Monday episode, but it is Tuesday that I'm recording this, and I will release this as soon as I finish recording. Just general family stuff. I said it a couple podcasts ago. I'm a dad first, husband first, then podcaster. So sometimes life happens and it gets a little harder to record an episode. So I am doing it now while everyone in the house is asleep except for me. So what I wanted to talk about today, because I do not have a guest, is I have recently come to the realization that I want to lose some weight. I am at 200 pounds, and I by no means think I'm fat, but I would like to drop about 20 pounds, I think. Because I've always been, you know, health conscious and wanting to look better physically. I enjoy working out, exercising, and I actually want those gains to show through, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's vain. I don't care. I want a six-pack. And one of the things that when I first quit drinking, while I was drinking, I did not eat because of that reason. I never wanted to be overweight. So I would choose my calories from alcohol over food, so I just wouldn't eat. And so I maintained a certain weight. I was up to about 215. And when I first quit drinking, I wasn't used to eating. So I, in a matter of like 2 months, dropped down to 179. I was basically intermittent fasting because I would only eat like one meal a day. And, you know, I felt good actually and everything, but I wasn't working out regularly at the time. And when I started working out, I started getting a little hungrier, started eating more. And I've come to the conclusion that much like alcohol, where I can't have just one because I want more, whenever I do eat, be it breakfast or lunch or whatever, and I seldom eat breakfast, it's very rare that I actually eat breakfast. But once I break that fast and start eating for the day, I do not stop eating, really. I will go back to the pantry, and I'll find myself with the pantry doors open just looking, and I'll grab a handful of pretzels or a handful of Goldfish crackers or whatever other snacks that we have in the house for the kids. Those Annie's Puffs, they're basically like Cheetos, but they're supposed to be better for you, I guess. But y'all eat a bunch of those. And so I realized that my relationship with food is a lot like my relationship with alcohol. And I am now in the process of trying to figure out why that is, what that is. And I'm just treating it the same as my addiction. I know that it is much easier for me to just not eat until a certain point in the day than it is for me to eat breakfast and then not eat for a while. And same with alcohol. I had no problem saying no to alcohol in public settings where I knew that I could only have one or two drinks because I didn't see the point in that because I would just want more. So I could always say no, and that was way easier than having those one or two drinks and then stopping. So that's where I'm at now. I've started doing intermittent fasting again, and I think I have fasted 3 24-hour periods since I had this realization, actually. So I did 24-hour fast Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So I only, in the last 3 days, I've only had dinner each day. And I've already noticed a difference. My stomach is less, like, bloated, I guess. And like I said, I'm not fat. I don't consider myself fat, but I can already feel the changes, and it feels good. And I don't plan on doing this forever. It's just, you know, it's fasting. And like on Easter, I'm gonna eat on Easter. That's just a thing. And it's just a way to try to get down to my target weight. And then I'm going to, I guess, cutting is the term. And then I just start eating heavy protein and stuff for exercise. Well, like on days when I exercise, heavy protein and things like that. So, but the correlation that I realized here is that much like alcohol, I have the same problem with food. And the only reason I'm not much more overweight is because we do tend to not have chips and things like that in the house. We have healthier, in air quotes, snacks and a lot of fresh fruit and veggies, things like that. And when I do get snacky, I tend to eat like dairy and meat and things if I can, or nuts. And generally, those aren't as bad for you as a bag of potato chips, because just like before, if I open a bag of chips, I will eat like the whole bag over the course of a day. Not all at once. I'll just keep going back, grab another handful of chips, and then go back again. So I tend to keep those away. But in a house with little kids, and you have to have snacks. So we have a wide variety of snacks. We try to keep them healthy, but still, I mean, nothing food-wise is really healthy if you eat a whole bunch of it, and that's my problem. So the only option for me is, right now anyway, is for fasting, because you can't not have snacks in the house, not with four little kids. So yeah, I can't not have the food here. So the next best thing is just to not eat it. So it's much easier for me to just wait until dinner every day to eat than it is to have a meal and then not snack. And I know that's a self-control thing. It's also a mental thing, because part of the being at home is, you know, I'm home every day, all day. Unless we go somewhere. Like if we go out, it's easy for me not to eat. If I eat a breakfast and then we leave immediately, then I'm fine, because I actually have to like go somewhere and buy the food and eat the food. Whereas here, it's just, you know, in the cabinet, open the cabinet, boom, food. So that for me right now is just easier not to do that. And eventually I'm going to work on my self-control when it comes to that, because I've already figured out the alcohol thing. That's easy. I'm done with it. Don't keep it in the house. Don't buy it. And I'm fine in places where there is alcohol. I mean, when we went to Vegas, it wasn't really an issue at all. So it's just a matter of overcoming this next obstacle. So that's what I've been working on the last few days, and I'm going to continue to do that. And I'll be sure to keep you guys posted, but without getting too graphic, let's just say I can feel the stuff leaving my body, having fasted 3 days in a row. And I'm going to continue to do it because I feel good. And I have had nice big dinners, and I make sure to take like the AG1 powder, so I get plenty of vitamins and all that. I have multivitamins that I take as well, and all that stuff. So not, you know, my wife isn't a big fan of fasting. She calls it starving yourself, which I guess technically it is, but I am not starving. I still eat a regular meal at dinner. I'm not even like watching carbs or things like that. I just have a nice, well-rounded dinner with vegetables and, you know, carbs and proteins and all that stuff. And I mean, actually, I feel like I have way more energy now than I did when I would eat all day, because then I'd just feel lethargic and, you know, bloated and all this stuff. So that's where I'm at with food. I eventually will go back to a more regular diet, but I do enjoy fasting. And I think I will continue to do it at least like once or twice a week, like a 24-hour fast, nothing insane. And I know that sounds like 24 whole hours, but it's not that big of a deal because basically it's you eat dinner and then you go to bed and then you just don't eat again until dinner. So it's, you're never actually going a full like day without eating, but it is 24 hours. And after, I believe it's like 16 hours is when your body enters ketosis and starts eating your fat stores. And then I think at like 20-ish hours, it's like a heavier stage of ketosis. And then at 24 hours, apparently that's when your body starts shedding all the old cells and waste product and all that stuff. So I guess 3 days in a row of doing that, it kind of happens a little faster because like today, like I said, it's just been, it's been obvious my body's getting rid of some things, you know, only drinking water a gallon a day, and black coffee has been the sustenance between meals. So, obviously this is not medical advice. Consult doctor, all that stuff before doing anything like this. If you think fasting is a thing you want to try, definitely read up on it, educate yourself, educate people close to you so they're not worried about you. And yeah, that's about it. That's all I really have for today. Just evaluate your relationship between food and alcohol if you think you have an issue there, and apply the same principles that you did with alcohol or drugs or whatever. If you have a problem with moderation and all that stuff, then obviously moderation for me with alcohol is not a thing. The only way I can moderate my alcohol is to not have any. So I guess that's a form of moderation technically, but yeah. So, and obviously I can't not have food, and I like food a lot. So I'm going to eat food, obviously, but I am going to try to be more in control of what I eat, when I eat, and how I eat. And yeah, that's all I got for you. I will have another episode for you on Friday. So until then, remember to raise your kids and not glasses.